Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we get started with today's show, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. Welcome to the madness in March, everybody. 4 weeks of college basketball fever. On the men's side, your favorites to win are Houston, defending champion UConn, Purdue, who's choked each of the last 3 years. So many options on the table. On the epic women's side of the bracket, Iowa's your betting favorite. South Carolina's the undefeated champion. The big three of Angel Reese, Haley Van Lith, and Morrow at LSU. Juju Watkins and USC. Tara Vanderveer's Stanford team. So many teams on the table. And if you want to bet on any and all of them, BetOnline Sportsbook has you covered before the big dance. Use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to pick up a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the link in the description to this episode. Click on that link in the description to this episode. Bet online, where the game starts. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, however and whenever it is you may be listening. Thank you for stopping into another fantabulous episode of the Take It Easy podcast, live on the Bleav Podcast Network, except it isn't live because it is, as always, a podcast. Podcasts aren't live. It's the whole purpose of this podcasting thing. You can listen however and whenever it is that you may be choosing, and we appreciate that you have decided to stop in however and whenever it is that you might be listening. Happy Monday morning, everybody. It is Monday, March 18th, and it actually is Monday, March 18th this time. We record usually Sunday night for our Monday morning podcast, but today we are hopping on Monday morning and giving you a live Take It Easy podcast available anywhere that you get podcasts. Of course, the live portion is partially true, partially not, but we had to wait until we got all of the details, all of the data from our March Madness bracket pools in order to bring you our Monday podcast this week. And we're going to talk about college basketball for a little bit here, just because I think there's some interesting aspects to everything that's happened. And we're going to talk about college basketball all week. Trust me, this is the week for college basketball things, which will include our friend Razor Rosenthal joining us on Wednesday to break down the men's side of the bracket. Our friend Morgan from Australia is going to join us to break down the women's side of the bracket. We're going to have post-game shows for Thursday, Friday, Saturday of March Madness. Listen on this podcast feed. It's going to be a March Madness heavy week. Last year was a little bit different because we went to March Madness in Sacramento, and that was where we did our March Madness coverage from, live on location. There's not a live on location March Madness for us this year, although we could have gone out to Stanford for the women's side of the tournament. That's the closest thing that's around here. Stanford plays Norfolk State. Iowa State plays Maryland. Then their round of 32 game is going to be held in Stanford. We could have gone out to Stanford to watch that side of the women's bracket, but there's no real right next door March Madness bracket for us this year, so we will have full comprehensive coverage of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of March Madness, along with our friends Morgan from Australia and Razor Rosenthal joining us throughout the week to break down the men's and women's side of the bracket. Just initial thoughts on men's and women's side of the bracket. On the women's side of the bracket, you know how we did that whole podcast last week getting hyped for the women's March Madness bracket, and then now we look up and we have Iowa, UCLA, and LSU in the same side of the bracket. And this had to happen because we said there were about 9 teams that were interesting left in this March Madness pool. The ones that we thought were most interesting were South Carolina, Iowa, LSU, and then on a second tier, UConn, Stanford, and USC. Also, you got a Texas, a Notre Dame. By the way, the way that the bracket seeded out looks like either Texas or Ohio State is going to end up making it to, or no, sorry, either Texas or Stanford is going to make it to the final. Either USC or Ohio State is going to make it to the final. Also, UConn's in that bracket, so I shouldn't rule out UConn yet. Maybe UConn gets to play Juju Watkins in an epic Elite Eight duel, but they ended up getting, of the 9 teams, it was inevitable that one side of the bracket was going to have at least 3 of the teams that we were getting excited about going into March Madness, and it turned out that one was the bracket that has Caitlin Clark in Iowa, UCLA as the 2, and LSU as the number 3, and I know everyone's going berserk about Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese in the Elite Eight instead of a championship game, and how could the women's Final Four and the NCAA control that when in reality, people are saying, how could they avoid that before the championship or the Final Four? This is an atrocity by the NCAA to not put them on the biggest stage possible when that's not how the bracket breaks down in these regions. It goes by the 1 seeds get to pick their location, then the 2 seeds get to pick their location, and then the 3 seeds get to pick their location based on their top overall seed. So I'm going to assume without knowing for sure that LSU was the 9 and LSU wanted to go to Albany instead of having to go to Portland for the Elite Eight and Sweet 16. And so that's how you end up in a world where, hello, LSU, they're now in the Albany region of the bracket. Meanwhile, UConn has to go to Portland, and NC State has to go to Portland, and Oregon State ends up going to Albany. I'm actually not sure how that one ended up breaking down for our friends over there with Oregon State, and ended up getting the raw end of the deal. But maybe the women's side draws are different than the men's side of the draw. I haven't seen the overall rankings for that one yet. Also, I filled out a women's bracket already. Ends up with South Carolina winning, changed a couple of those results, still ends up with South Carolina winning. If you, I thought about this the other day, is it a better probability of picking a perfect bracket on the women's side than a men's side of the bracket? I thought about that with the bracket breakdowns, just because you see some upsets, but fewer big name upsets in the women's tournament. Last year was a little bit of an exception because you had multiple 1 seeds go down in the round of 32 and Sweet 16. I think Miami beat a 1 seed last year in the round of 32 as an 8 or a 9 seed. Like, you don't usually see 1s and 2s go down early in the women's tournament, but recently you also don't see a ton of 1s and 2s go down in the men's side of the tournament, unless that 1 or 2 seed is named Purdue. So I'm curious how that goes. I've filled out now two women's brackets. Both end up with the number one overall, South Carolina, winning the whole tournament. I've filled out two men's brackets so far. Both of them end with UConn going back-to-back and winning the championship. I hate that it can be so chalk like that, but UConn's the best team, and I just saw them run through the tournament last year, so my brain is still stuck on them being able to do it again, because I've already seen them do it again, and it's hard to pick between 64 teams on who's going to win. And the one year that I got the championship game exactly correct and won a bunch of bracket pools was when Gonzaga and Baylor, the number one and number three overall seeds in the tournament, were the ones who made it to the championship. So sometimes chalk rules, and at the end of the day, chalk will probably rule the day for a couple of these brackets. And on the women's side of the bracket, I mean, I'm hoping very much that of the seven options that we have here, some of them are going to play in the Sweet 16. Like LSU is going to play UCLA in the Sweet 16, which hopefully LSU's big three with Reese and Van Lith and Morrow can make it through UCLA to get to Caitlin Clark in Iowa, because it looks like, from what I understand, Caitlin Clark and Iowa are going to get pretty much untested all the way to the Elite Eight, from what I've heard people saying about women's basketball. So you'll get a couple Sweet 16 matchups, but again, if there's 8-9 teams that are really, really important in the women's tournament, there's a ballpark chance that we'll get 7 of them to make it to the Sweet 16 or to the Elite Eight. And if we could get those epic matchups of Texas versus Stanford, South Carolina versus UConn, Iowa versus LSU, and then South Carolina beating the crap out of whoever makes it there, Notre Dame or Oregon State or Ole Miss or Nebraska. By the way, funny enough, I thought this was funny. Nebraska on the men's side of the bracket plays Texas A&M, and on the women's side of the bracket as completely different seeds, Nebraska plays Texas A&M. Kind of wacky that they did that. I haven't seen the men's side of the bracket to see if they play on the same day yet, because the women's side of the bracket, they play on Friday. I haven't seen the schedule for the men's bracket, but it would be really funny if they end up having to play on the same day against the same teams. That would be quite hilarious if that was how everything ended up breaking down. Let's see, who plays on Thursday? Oh, the first game is Mississippi State, Michigan State. Cool. BYU, Duquesne. BYU, Duquesne's going to bust some brackets early in the day. Let's see, where is Texas A&M? Oh, no way. Texas A&M and Nebraska both play on the same day. That's funny. Yeah, they play at 6:50 p.m. on Friday. Meanwhile, on the women's side of the bracket, they play at 7:30. Oh, okay, that's 7:30 Pacific time at least. Okay, so there's at least a little bit of a buffer between Nebraska and Texas A&M. They play at, what is it, 6:50 p.m. Eastern time. So they play the third set of games on Friday on the men's side and the last set of games on Friday on the women's side. So at least there's a little bit of buffer time for Nebraska and Texas A&M and A&M fans who have to play each other in both sides of the bracket on back-to-back days. That's kind of hilarious how that ended up breaking down for them. But yeah, pretty cool. Another weird thing. I'm sure we'll talk more about the bracket itself with our friend Razor Rosenthal. Also, one of the funniest things that happened, Long Beach State. I know that team doesn't really matter all that much in the tournament because I believe they're a 15 seed. And not only are they a 15 seed, I think they're a 15 seed that plays at like 11 a.m. on Thursday. But Long Beach State is in the tournament this year with a head coach named Dan Munson. And for those who don't know, Dan Munson, who has been at that school for 17 years, apparently he was the former coach of Gonzaga.
Bosch tools are built for workers. The Bosch X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders, helping you go from grinding to cutting more quickly. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at boschtools.com.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast. where you can catch up while casting off, and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring, and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Who left Gonzaga before it was popping, and his lead assistant, Mark Few, took over the Gonzaga job and turned Gonzaga into, from middle of nowhere Spokane, Washington, in the West Coast Conference, like a mid-major conference, middle of nowhere Spokane, Washington, turned Gonzaga into, without much precedent, the best team in college basketball, period, between 2019 and 2023. It's kind of wild, that story with Gonzaga. We've done a whole oral history on Gonzaga 2 years ago. We followed Gonzaga when we got to go to March Madness, when they went on the Final Four run, where they had the undefeated team that lost in the championship to Baylor. It's kind of a wild story with Gonzaga. But anyways, Dan Munson was the coach at Gonzaga before Gonzaga was popping. He left. Mark Few became the greatest coach maybe in college basketball history behind Dan Munson. Munson bounced around from Minnesota to Long Beach State. And Long Beach State announced at the end of the regular season that they were going to part ways with Dan Munson at the end of the season. Dan Munson said it had been surreal and experience was talking like he had been fired. And Dan Munson ended up going on a 3-win-in-3-day stretch where Long Beach won the Big West tournament, got a 15 seed in March Madness, and now Long Beach State is in the tournament despite the fact that their coach is fired. They fired their coach, and now their coach is still in the tournament, still keeping the season alive. And by the way, Long Beach State as a 15 seed plays against Arizona. And if you'll remember last year, I remember because I was there for that game. If you'll remember last year, a number 2 seed Arizona lost to a number 15 seed Princeton team. And this year, a number 2 seed Arizona team is playing a number 15 seeded Long Beach State team with a real puncher's chance to win because they don't have really any coach. Their coach is coaching his probably last game in the tournament. They don't have a coach. They barely have, I mean, their team, I watched them play in the championship because UC Davis was in the championship game and they lost to Long Beach State. So it could have been me who was traveling across country to watch UC Davis beat Arizona somewhere in another country or in another part of the country. But Long Beach State lost their last 5 regular season games, fired their coach, and are now in the tournament and just might fuck around and beat Arizona. Why? Because it's March Madness. March Madness is stupid, and it's been especially stupid in recent years because the transfer portal opening up has allowed for talent to disperse to various schools instead of congregating at places where they sit on the bench, and the freedom of mobility has really spread out the talent pool in men's college basketball, and we have irrefutably seen more upsets over the last fourth year post-pandemic. In the 3 years post-pandemic, we have seen a dramatic uptick in upsets at men's March Madness, in no small part to the fact that we have men's side of the bracket having the talent pool dispersed, and we already saw a batshit crazy champ week in the men's tournament because you had 6th seed in the A-10 Duquesne win the championship. I have no idea who to pick between BYU and Duquesne. That one's a total crapshoot. You saw 4 seed Long Beach State win the Big West tournament. You saw a 10 seed win, I believe it was, they're one of the 16 seeds. I can't remember which one it was. You saw a 10 seed win their bracket championship. Maybe it was Montana State. I can't remember who it was now. You saw 10 seeds win their version of the bracket. You saw a 10 seed NC State win the ACC tournament at 100-1 odds. I'm sure Reza Rosenthal is going to be an absolute mess because he is a proud NC State Wolfpack alum. I'm sure he's going to be a goddamn mess when we talk to him on Tuesday or Wednesday. You'll hear it on Wednesday. We're going to talk to him on Tuesday, but you'll hear it on Wednesday. I'm sure he's going to be a goddamn mess. You've got Morehead State as a 14 seed that pulled off crazy upsets. There were so many upsets in these conference tournaments, like Duquesne, Oregon in the Pac-12 going on a miracle run to make it to the tournament, NC State, Long Beach State, which is the one that I'm obsessed about. There were so many goddamn teams that pulled off upsets in Champ Week that they, for the first time I've ever seen this, the first 4 play-in games that they do on what we call the True TV Classic, we're on the Tuesday and Wednesday of March Madness. They just play a bunch of made-for-TV games on True TV involving 16 seeds that nobody's ever heard of and 10 seeds that you've probably heard of one of them, but they usually don't matter except for when they go on deep tournament runs like UCLA going first 4 to Final Four in 2021 or the VCU first 4 to Final Four in 2012 that kind of kept this whole tournament thing around. So this year it's Virginia. Yay! Virginia is the team that you've heard of that has made it this far in the tournament. Also Colorado, but not the cool Colorado, just the Colorado that is just the Colorado playing in March Madness. Not the prime Deion Sanders one. The Colorado who you can't name the coach of the University of Colorado basketball team. Who is the coach of the University of Colorado basketball team? Let's see if I do know who it is. Colorado basketball coach, Tad Boyle. No, I do not know any Tad Boyle, although he does have a winning record in the history at Colorado, so I guess they've made the tournament a couple times. I genuinely don't remember Colorado ever being in the tournament. 2021 and a couple times when I was in middle school and high school. Cool. Yeah, I really, really don't remember Colorado ever being good at college basketball, except for one year where I guess they did win a round of the NCAA tournament. Who did they beat in the tournament that year? I don't even remember. Who did they beat in the first round of the tournament? Let's just type call. I know we're going down a rabbit hole here, but maybe we have to pick Colorado now. Who knows? They're playing in the first 4, so you know what? I think I did when I filled out my bracket. I think I did end up picking. Oh, they beat Georgetown. That's right. That was that year Georgetown went on a crazy run in the tournament. Who knows? Yeah, we'll pick Colorado to beat whoever they play in the next round. Who do they play in the next round? Florida? Yeah, they could beat Florida. Anyone could beat Florida. Florida is a classic 7 seed that's probably going to lose in the first round. Yeah, they could beat Florida. Let's do that. But yeah, anyways, there's been so many upsets for the first time ever. The 10 seeds are the play-in games. It's usually the 11s or 12s because they get more at-large spots. There were no at-large spots. They had nothing to work with in terms of flexibility for at-large teams because all the 11 seeds are taken up by teams that won their conference championships. Usually it's like the 12 seeds are the elite conference champions who get the automatic bids into the tournament. Not this year. You got 11 seed Duquesne, who is the 6th seed in the A-10 tournament, pulled off the crazy upset. Oregon is the 11, pulled off the crazy run to the Pac-12 championship. NC State, the 10 seed, won the ACC championship. They're an 11 seed. Who's our last 11 seed? New Mexico, 6th seed in the Mountain West tournament, pulled off a crazy come-from-behind victory. Let's go to the 12 seeds. UAB. UAB was originally like a... And UAB was the 4 seed, I think, in that conference tournament, but I think that was the AAC, so that was the conference where Temple went on like a batshit crazy run to win their conference tournament. So UAB's a 12, James Madison's a 12. I think they won like 31 games this year. So they're just that freaking good. Who else is on the 12? McNeese, I don't know anything about them. Sorry, McNeese. No disrespect. I just literally don't know anything about McNeese State. And then who's the last 12 seed that I'm forgetting here? Grand Canyon University. Yeah, Christian Nationalist University also went like 29-4. By the way, I know we're getting a little bit off tangent here. Did you guys see that player for Grand Canyon University in the WAC championship game? They were playing against UT Arlington, and they were up by 12 points late in the game, and Grand Canyon player got a fast break with 6 seconds to go and did a windmill dunk, and then UT Arlington started fighting the Grand Canyon player who did a windmill dunk on them for unwritten rules stuff that we get mad at baseball for. And with 2 seconds to go, UT Arlington player took the out-of-bounds pass and chucked it like a dodgeball off the back of the Grand Canyon player who hit the windmill dunk at the end of the conference championship game. It started a fight. They had to clear the floor. It wasn't quite as wild as the LSU-South Carolina fight that we talked about last week, but it was still pretty goddamn funny. And this is someone who hates for-profit Christian capitalist university, Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, go Google some of the shit that Grand Canyon University has got going down, and also how they're able to fund this basketball program like this. Like, they are getting some cash into that school. It is a for-profit Christian capitalist university, one of the few universities willing to say for-profit, even though a lot of universities in America are moving towards the privatized for-profit model. If you want to check out Johnny Oliver's episode that he did this week, he kind of did a breakdown of student loan debt and how even public colleges are inching closer and closer towards becoming private for-profit colleges. But Grand Canyon University is at least out there saying that they're for-profit, private, capitalist university. Not very good school. Google Grand Canyon University. Some of the weird stuff going on at that school. But Grand Canyon delivered one of the funniest ends to a conference tournament I have seen in a while. And I hope that St. Mary's beats them. I can't pick Grand Canyon University, but they're a 12 seed. They're kicking ass. The 11s and 12s are so weird this year because so many teams won these wacky, wild conference tournaments and none of it made sense. And also 11 seeds end up winning more often than 6 seeds because 11 seeds are usually the ones who go on crazy runs to win conference tournaments. And this year you have an even crazier set of teams going on a crazy run to win their conference tournaments, and it'll be so weird and so wacky to watch them all play out in real time, along with what will probably ultimately happen, a 15 or 16 seed pulling off a win at some point here in the tournament, because it's happened every year for the last 3 years. Every year, a 15 or 16 has won. So you should pick one on your bracket. Why? Just for shits and giggles. It'll be fun and stupid, and it's March Madness, and you guys should enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping in here to the Take It Easy podcast. It has been fun to get us set for March Madness. Like I said, it's going to be a big old week of college basketball here. We've got, obviously, our friend Razor Rosenthal joining us later this week. Morgan from Australia joins us to talk women's side of the bracket. Razor will talk men's. Post-game shows after Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of March Madness. Content going into next week, I'm sure, will also be March Madness related. Some point we'll find time to squeeze in some NFL talk because, oh, that the whole Justin Fields thing was kind of wild, huh? Kind of freaking wild that whole Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett thing kind of went down. But we'll talk about that at another time. We thank you so much for continuing to support this wonderful and wacky podcast that we do. Leave a 5-star review, download, any and all support is greatly appreciated. We have got a full week of March Madness coverage coming at you as we dive headfirst into the college basketball landscape for our fourth year covering March Madness here on the Take It Easy podcast. 1 year got completely nuked because of the pandemic. So this is the fifth year of the show, fourth year getting to break down March Madness, and it should be an absolute doozy of a week here on this show. Thanks for stopping in, everybody. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. And in the meantime, take it easy.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.